Hawaii real estate headlines. Honolulu commissions dip below national average, new survey shows. A February 2026 survey found Honolulu's average real estate commission at 5.51%, below the national average of 5.70%. For HI real estate professionals, understanding local commission trends helps position your services competitively in the Honolulu market. Review the full Honolulu commission data at the source below to benchmark your own pricing strategy. Hawaii real estate headlines. Hawaii County Building Division launches Permit Resource Hub for BLG processes. The Building Division has published reports and resources on its permitting process through a dedicated online page. Real estate professionals in HI can streamline transactions and client advisement by understanding current county building permit procedures and timelines. Review the BLG permit resources at the Hawaii County portal to stay informed on local requirements. Hawaii real estate headlines. Honolulu property records now searchable online for HI real estate pros. The City and County of Honolulu has made its public property records accessible through an online search portal. HI real estate professionals can quickly research property ownership, assessments, and tax information to support transactions and due diligence. Bookmark http://honolulu/search.html for fast Honolulu County property lookups. Hawaii real estate headlines. REB, Hawaii's real estate branch, oversees licensing and regulation. The real estate branch, REB, within Hawaii's Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, DCCA, serves as the regulatory body for real estate professionals in the state. Hawaii real estate professionals rely on REB for licensing, compliance guidance, and staying current with industry regulations that govern their practice. Visit the REB portal for licensing updates and regulatory resources, hpalacecca.hawaii.gov/reb/. Hawaii real estate headlines. HI Bureau of Conveyances opens pre-1976 document research at Punch Bowl office. The Bureau of Conveyances provides in-person access to documents recorded before 1976 through its public reference room at 1151 Punch Bowl St., room 123, available every business day. Real estate professionals handling older properties or chain of title issues in HI may need to verify historical records that predate digital databases. Schedule a visit to the public reference room for pre-1976 document research. /dlnr.hawaii.gov/bo/general-public/. Hawaii real estate updates. Honolulu building permit tech upgrades to speed up approvals for HI developers. New digital tools are being introduced to give building permit applicants faster feedback on their plans. Faster permit turnaround times can reduce project delays and carrying costs for HI real estate developers and investors. Monitor Honolulu's new permit portal for updates that could accelerate your next development timeline. Hawaii real estate updates. NETR Online launches Hawaii Public Records Portal for HI Property Research. NETR Online provides a centralized portal for accessing Hawaii public records, including property tax and assessor information for Hawaii County. Real estate professionals in HI can streamline due diligence, verify ownership, and research property tax histories through a single online resource. Bookmark this portal for quick access to Hawaii County property records and tax data. https://publicrecords.netronline.com/states/Hawaii. Background and context, the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar, what runs concurrently and what blocks what.